Radio Prague News.
The Social Democrats appear to have won most votes in lower house elections, but face a problem forming a coalition. Newcomer parties Topo 9 and Public Affairs have made a major breakthrough, and Christian Democrat leader Cyril Svoboda has resigned after it became clear his party would fail to get in the lower house. With counting for elections to the lower house of parliament completed in 90% of voting districts, the left-of-centre Social Democrats were in the lead with 22.5%, followed by the Civic Democrats on 19.9%, according to the Czech Statistical Office. The recently created Topo 9 party was third with 16.1%, followed by the Communists with 11.6% and the Public Affairs Party with 10.9%. The Christian Democrats and the party of former Social Democrat Prime Minister Miloš Zeman were both just under the 5% threshold needed to gain entry to the lower house, with around 4.5% each. The turnout was seen at 62.2%. Czech television predicted that these figures would translate into 58 seats in the 200-seat lower house for the Social Democrats. The Civic Democrats would gain 49 seats, Topo 9 41 seats, the Communists 26 seats, and Public Affairs 26 seats. The Social Democrats appear to have won seats in most regions of the country, apart from the Liberec, Hradec Králové, and Central Czech regions won by the Civic Democrats. Topo 9 appears to have come top in the capital, Prague. New parties Topo 9 and Public Affairs appear to have rewritten the Czech political map after strong results. Together, they are expected to have just under a third of seats in the lower house and a clear role in forming a future coalition. Topo 9 leader Karel Schwarzenberg said the election result was a rejection of demagogy and extremism. His deputy, Miroslav Kalasek, said the result was phenomenal for a party that was created only a year ago. Public Affairs leader Radek Jon said the predicted result was a damning verdict on the Social Democrat leader and on major parties. Civic Democrat leader Petr Nečas said the results suggested the possibility of a coalition of budget responsibility, a reference to the possibility of a centre-right coalition, probably with Topo 9 and the Public Affairs Party. He added that the Czech Republic had shunned the temptation of populism. Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek said voters seem to have chosen another direction from that offered by his party. Christian Democrat leader Cyril Svoboda announced he had tendered his resignation as party chairman. His announcement came as election results from most regions had come through, with the long-established party falling short of the 5% threshold needed for entry into the lower house. Mr. Svoboda said he expected the party to convene a meeting in June to decide about its future. He added that it faced a clear challenge to rethink its direction. Separately, former Social Democrat Prime Minister Miloš Zeman said he would step down from the recently formed Party for Citizens' Rights after it appeared to have failed also to win a seat in the lower house. An exit poll conducted for Czech public service broadcaster Czech Television, released at 1400 hours on Saturday, suggested a draw between the two main parties in the elections, with the left-of-centre Social Democrats and right-of-centre Civic Democrats each on 20% of the votes. Turning to sport, Czech tennis player Tomáš Berdych has reached the last 16 of the French Open men's singles. Berdych, seeded 15, beat US player John Isner in straight sets 6-2, 6-2, 6-1 in the third round. He now faces the Scotsman Andy Murray, who is four-seeded. The two players last faced each other 4 years ago when Berdych won. And finally, the weather. The weekend will be somewhat cloudy with rain showers in places. Daytime highs will reach 20 degrees Celsius. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.